Looking to sponsor the podcast? Email us at info@bernardbergen.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bernard Bergen podcast. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, listening, and for your feedback and reviews. All of that is welcome and all of that is needed to help take the platform and the podcast to the next level. I've been having really great feedback and some challenge questions. And I love when people challenge the information because we only get better, grow, and go deeper when that occurs. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the discipline required to see your vision in your lifetime. The discipline required to see your vision in your lifetime. Everyone says they have a goal, a dream, an aspiration, something that they are working towards. What always hits me is that many of us don't backwards plan, which means simply see where we want to go and then think backwards to where we're at today and ask ourselves, what are the disciplines that will take us toward that goal? Now, I have a goal of building a new media company, and we all know what new media is. New media is simply Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Watch, media in new formats, moving away from older formats like the radio and traditional television. That's why I do podcasts. It's new media. Think about it. If that's my goal and I'm not doing podcasts, then is it really my goal? If my goal is to build a new media company, why then would I be focused on traditional media? Yes, there are parallels, but that's not the space that I want to grow in. I want to grow in the new media space. So my disciplines must align to my vision. I told this story this past weekend. I always remember a teacher walking into a class and asking, right at the start of the year, what grades do you want? And of course, hands shot up. Everyone talked about getting their A's or their A pluses. And one person was the holdout. And they said, I don't want an A. I want a C. And now that caught everyone's attention. So of course, we all leaned in. We all looked at this individual. And the teacher asked, why do you want a C? I know you can do better than that. And the student said, I know I can do better than that as well. But where I'm taking my life doesn't require me to get an A. So why would I work for something that my vision doesn't require? I suspect many of you are misguided because you're working towards something that your vision doesn't require. If you want to be the best football player in the world, why are you spending time playing basketball? If you want to be the best basketball player in the world, why are you spending time playing baseball? If you want to be the best violinist, I understand music is universal, but why are you spending so much time playing the piano? After you write your vision down, after you know where you're going, after you know clearly what you want to do, be a comedian, be a professor at a university, be a husband, be a father, transition well from the military, build a business, then all of your daily disciplines need to align to that vision. Yes, that means no room for parties. Yes, that means no room to watch all the games in the World Cup, unless somehow that's helping your vision. My challenge to you is you ask yourself, does the disciplines in my life align to my vision? If the answer is no, either you are changing the vision or you're going to humble yourself and double down on the disciplines. Guys, I know at times it's scary. I know at times it's lonely. I know at times you feel like there's no one who understands. But as someone who has to go 40 for 40, I work in my career and I work 40 hours a week on my business. I get all the things that I can't say yes to. Here's my truth. I would rather live my vision than only see it in my dreams. All right, guys, that's our episode for today. Make sure your vision is clear, written down, and make sure your daily disciplines align to that vision.
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.